right, so I am Jennifer Stover with the Bing DIY Punk Archive, and it is May 28th, 2022.
Yeah,
we're at the Punk Fest, and I am here with
Charles Speciale. Well, I guess Chuck.
All right, Chuck Speciale. How do you spell your last name, Chuck?
It's special with an E on the end.
All right, nice. And would you mind if we put some of this on the Punk Rock Archive?
No, not at all.
Should I lean forward when I'm...
No, actually, I think we'll be fine if I kind of like, I'll hold
sure.
it that way.
And all right, sounds
your
good.
Voice is more important than mine on this, so I'm going to lean
if you
in
say
that
so.
Direction. Yes. Well, how'd you end up here today?
I know some of the people in the Droogs, so I came to see them and hear them play, I suppose. I've heard them play a ton, but I figured I'd, you know, one more never hurts, right?
That's awesome. How do you know them?
I guess I saw them perform. I don't know. They've played a bunch of... I put together shows in different places in Binghamton, and they've played a bunch of them, and I've been to a bunch that they've been at, and a couple I think that they put on. So I don't know. I've been listening to them for about a year. I've known them for about a year, and they're all great guys. Cool band, cool music.
Yeah, I feel like I've been hearing their name all over recently. Like,
yeah, they're fantastic.
Really excited about them. How did you get into punk music?
I don't really. A while ago, because I'm a college student, last semester, so around a year ago, I went to, around the corner from me, a buddy of mine was put together a show in his backyard. He had a couple bands play, and they were great. I think, who was it? It was Tom Jolu, I think, and a band called Bug, and I forget who else, but whoever it was, they were great. And I thought it was really great, and then ever since then, I've been going to more live shows. It's a great sound. You know, just better to hear live than anywhere else.
How'd you get into booking shows in Binghamton? It feels like it's a notoriously hard city to do that.
Oh, yeah, it's a nightmare. after I went to this show at my friend's house, I thought it was pretty great. I got a great backyard for a show because it's kind of multi-leveled, so it's got sort of a natural stage, and I was like, oh, why not throw some bands in my backyard? So it was totally out of left field. I didn't know what I was doing. I just messaged a bunch of people and was like, hey, would you like to play a show? And most of them said yes, and so I think we had, for the first show, it was 7 bands on the lineup.
Wow, you had your own punk fest.
Yeah, a little bit. Not really. They're just, people having fun, but... it was going to be a day show in a backyard. It was like 2 p.m. to 8 or 9 or whatever. But then the problem was it rained and it dropped 17 degrees. It went from like 65 to like 43. It was horrible. And then also daylight savings hit the same exact time. So we were screwed. And it's not really we. It was just me. I was screwed because I had all these people booked to play a show that, it was drizzling and it was borderline freezing temperatures.
Yeah, electricity and rain.
Yeah, not a great mix either. Everyone's getting their amps rained on and stuff. But so I ran all over town and I was asking different people, places I knew hosted live stuff if we could do it in their place. And none of them really had anything or any openings, or they couldn't. Some stopped doing live music shows, which is a shame. And then my one of my close friends who I've known since like my first day of college was like, I was talking to him. I was like, oh, this sucks. It was literally a day before, 24 hours before. I was like, I'm screwed. And he's like, well, I have a really big basement. And so, we went down there and it was just this huge basement full of garbage. It was horrible. There were broken workout machines and there were washing machines, like giant pieces of rain gutter. You could even walk around down there. But we moved it all into these two side rooms and then we had to sweep. It's a dirt floor. We had to sweep like hours, and we cleared out this basement, and then miraculously we shoved a bunch of people down there and it worked out really well.
That is crazy. What did the basement smell like? You're gonna have to give
what
me
the
some,
basement
some,
smelled like. Oh, that's a good
detail.
Idea. I borderline can't smell, but other people would forget. It smells a lot like dust. So the problem was all the way up until the end, it was a dirt floor basement, and we really struggled to find carpets to put down there because I don't know, with COVID, there's like a carpet shortage. So basically all carpet is much more expensive than it used to be. Every time we almost had carpet, we ran out. For the final show, we actually got a ton of carpets we put down there, and it was beautiful. But, yeah, so it smelled a lot like dust. Anytime people would mosh, there would be this huge cloud that would come up, and it would cover everything. And I played, because I have a band, we played one of the shows I put together. It becomes incredibly difficult to play because the entire fretboard is just covered in dust, so you can't slide, you barely bend, it's a nightmare. But, so it smelled a lot like dust.
Wow.
And dirt.
That image is incredible. Mm. How many people were down there, you think?
The maximum, I mean, it really ranged. We did, we didn't do it, I mean, I did them in a couple other places too, but the place I'm talking about, it's, it was over at 5J Street, where I think we did 6 shows down there, and the most we ever got was, I think, almost 300 people. And the least, I mean, I think we bottomed out one time around 120, 130, because there was other people playing, there was other stuff going on, but it was always a pretty good turnout. It was always a really, what I really liked, it was always a really good crowd, you know, that it always had good energy. There was never any, like, it was just a bunch of people having a good time. It was really fantastic, because I've been to, you know, especially like where I'm from, I've been to, you know, shows and stuff where you just get like a bad energy from certain crowds, you know, and I never once had that. I think at any show I've ever put together, which is really nice. That's the only, because, you know, I'm only really doing it so people have a good time. That's all I really care about. So
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Nice, you know.
So where are you from? Are you from Binghamton?
No, I'm not. I'm from Kings Park, Long Island.
Okay.
Along with, you know, the other half of college students, right?
So you're at BU?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Me too. I'm in the English department.
Wow, how about that? What a crazy coincidence.
And actually, one of the reasons why we're, you know, many reasons why we're putting together the DIY archive is that, you know, to give, you know, to bring the communities together on campus and off, and that music throughout the years, and punk in particular, has been a way that students and community members actually do, you know, talk and hang out and get to know something like bands like the Droogs, and that there has been this conversation going on musically that other aspects of life in Binghamton, you know, there isn't as much connection or mixing or and that's, you know, something I hear. I've been here 15 years now, and like over that time, it's something I feel like is a constant in terms of students and local residents. And but I see different things when, you know, we have an event like today.
Yeah, I think it's really just getting people in the same place, because the problem with Binghamton is that it's built all the way out of town, and
yeah.
You certainly can't get to and from at all. So you can't really build a community with two groups of people who live in essentially different communities, you know?
With a river between
them.
Yeah,
with a river between them and a highway all the way. I mean,
yeah.
I think they're just starting to build some huge $20 million sidewalk, so maybe we'll get somewhere. But anyways,
yeah.
I think it's really just getting people in the same room, because the problem is you have two people looking at each other, I guess, from other sides of a river,
yeah.
And it's easy to draw assumptions about people you don't interact with, right, on both sides. So, you know, I think as long as you can get people to come together and enjoy the same thing, really, it's very easy to foster connection.
Yeah. So you already been, like, so after that first show, you just jumped right into booking shows?
Well, yeah. I mean, I did the first one, and it seemed like, you know, the problem is there wasn't really many. I think it was because we were coming out of COVID. I can't really talk about it before COVID,
right.
Because I was here for, I came one semester before COVID started happening. But I was, you know, I didn't really go off campus very much, and then 3 months into college, COVID started. So I don't know about the music scene before COVID, but afterwards there's borderline nothing. I love live music. I've played guitar since I was like 15, so I've always loved music and going to see live music.
What does your band sound like? I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I remember earlier you mentioned playing in a band. I was like, okay, you gotta tell me what they sound like.
Oh yeah, we're kind of all over the place. We really play music for fun, so we just do all sorts of covers. I think we're very blues inspired. Both me and the other guitarists, we learned by playing Stevie Ray Vaughan specifically. So a lot of that. We play a lot of punk stuff though. We play a lot of Nirvana songs, a lot of Alice in Chains. I don't know if that's even really punk, but quite a bit of that too.
Punk adjacent.
We're
yeah.
Punk adjacent, blues adjacent. You know, a lot of. On like stuff like Santeria, so a lot of I forget the name of that genre of music, but
Sublime.
Right? Yeah, Sublime.
Like that, like kind of ska punk, I think.
Yeah, something like that. So yeah, we're all over the place, but definitely, I guess, strongly blues influenced for sure. And yeah,
that's awesome. Well, it was really great talking to you today, and enjoy the rest of the show. And we'll definitely be in contact, I hope.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, right on. Thank you.